all about the
YouTube.
No bad.
YouTube.
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 All about the
good YouTube.
No bad.
Mojo. It's all about the good YouTube.
No
bad. Mojo. It's all about the good YouTube.
No bad.
Mojo. It's all about the good YouTube.
No bad. Mojo. Oh my God, what a fabulous show we've got tonight, everybody. We're all back in the studio, and we're not wearing the masks, and we don't care because we're free with our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that's what it means to be good juju and not the bad mojo. What are we talking about, everybody? Something fabulous, something wonderful, I hope.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff going on that I don't know about because I don't have my show notes again. The new Sheila didn't print them out on the copy machine.
What?
So we don't know what we're talking about either, boss man.
Oh my gosh. So Sheila, darling, did you get the show notes that I emailed you? I'm not sure I know how to use email. It's that thing that you type on, right? Then there was a little button that said send. I didn't do that because I wasn't sure yet.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why she didn't get it.
Oh,
after
my
you
God.
Type in the email, you have to click send.
Oh.
And that's what sends the thing that you typed.
I didn't know that.
So that she could receive it so that we could have, you know, show notes on the air, which is
right.
What you told us we were supposed to have. You
that's
know?
The policy.
And I'm just saying, you know, don't fire me.
Oh, no, darling, I'm not going to fire you. I remember what's in the email.
Okay.
I said send everybody the show notes.
Right.
And that's what I said. But I didn't send it, you know, so, yeah.
Well, I think if we pray to Jesus that he would send us a miracle, mm-hmm. we could get that revelation and a transformation for a new formation of something in our life like show notes.
Oh, please. I have a psychiatric connection to the psychic realms. I mean, if anyone's going to do anything, let me clear that. It should be me with my vibrational correctness. I mean, I've got the moves, I've got the dance, I've got it all going on. Besides, I have my note cards for what I'm going to be talking about in this evening's show. I came prepared. I'm a national speaker, you know. I'm a special person.
Oh, and I'm not special enough. Is that what you said? Oh, here you telling Pernod how to be holy again. You know, I stand in front of my ministry all the time looking at these wonky-ass people with their wonky faces coming out of their mama rum looking all ugly and smashed in and hydrocephalic big large heads and cheekbones and smashed in faces and lips all over the place, these duck lips. How can I stand up there reading the Bible trying to feel holy when I have to look at that?
Are you telling me there's ugly people at your church?
Ew.
Oh my God, that is so not Jewish.
No, I don't know what that is, but it's not normal either. I mean, that's like the old normal. I think the new normal needs to be pretty people that are cool.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, like, cool, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Okay, darling, I mean, if you can't stay with the beat, you know, then you shouldn't even try, darling. I mean, Jews have a natural sense of rhythm and panache, you know, it just comes with the bloodline.
Well, it comes with me, too. I mean, I've got the moves and the shimmies from my back in Vegas when I was playing Cremura Ravel. We used to dance like songs like this all the time, and I had the best moves and my leg kicks and my hip moves and my belly and my shoulders and ankles, and I would spin around and land a 10 on the mat doing my ice skating jumps on the floorboards. And I got a big hand, and everyone put all kinds of credit cards, real estate deeds, stocks, bonds, and my G-string. I was one of the highest paid strippers back in my day.
Back in your day, and what century was that? Was that before the 19th century, back when the steam engine was a big technology breakthrough?
Oh, darling, don't be so generous. I think it was back when the tea kettle was big technology breakthrough. Sorry, darling.
I notice that no one is talking about the technology of Jesus and God with her, and we need to have people send in all their money and send in all their water, because I'm going to be starting the second flood. Since no one else is wiping out these diseases that spread all over the place, I'm going to do the second flood and just wipe it out and just get rid of it. Demon out with the flood. And I'm going to own it too. So if people want to get cured from the flood, you're going to have to pay Jesus. Because Jesus is coming to get you.
You really haven't thought this second flood thing out too far in advance, have you?
Oh, I mean,
if there's a flood,
what?
Do you really think people are going to grab their money?
Yes.
Or their credit cards?
Yes.
Or their Apple Wallet? I mean, come
on.
People's phones aren't going to work for Apple Wallet. You're not going to have a little credit card machine to zip it in, even if they have a chip.
Oh, shoot. A Satan.
And they're not going to have any money. So who's going to give you money after the second flood? Duh, Pastor Man. On another pastor adventure.
You forget, Jonathan, that I have a one-to-one connection with Jesus and God. In the fancy restaurant in the sky and the coffee shops of the best churches of the world, Jesus can come and visit me anywhere. You just sit down next to Pernod on this late-night radio show and open your Bible, and we'll find all kinds of songs and prayers to drown your sorrows in with your sad, ugly life and all your sins and your wonky ass face, your ugly kids. You don't even know if you have kids, or if you do have kids, where your kids is. You know, I got little Bobby Bogner, who sits in the front row of the pews of Bless His Souls Ministries, picking his nose and wiping it on the pews. I have to have Darlene go around and scrape him off the bottom of that. We collect them all. And then I put him in a big bucket, and then we tie up Bobby Bogner like a pinata. And then we cover him in all kinds of glue, not the Gorilla Glue. We want it to come off. But then some glue that's like peel off. But before we peel off the glue, we just cover him in colored streamers. And then we string him up. And Bless His Souls Ministries as an example to all the other sinners in the neighborhood who don't send in all their money or put enough money in the offering bowl. And then we make an example out of Bobby Bogner, and we shake him. And all the change falls out, all the spare change.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of Cheetos, bottle caps, used condoms, things like that, pizza crust. Mm-hmm. The same things that is stuck in people's couches and their Barcalander.
Oh, I tell ya.
So that's how I show people, if you don't give the money freely to Jesus.
I love it.
Isn't that good?
You remember Bobby Bob?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
No, I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Put the money first. Let's make some big bucks. Isn't that what you say, Karen? It's all about the money.
Make the
nothing
big
wrong
box
with making money after the flood.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got to start it again. Am I on this boat? I think I should start the money again. You know, Jews have a thing with banking.
Well, and I'm going to be on the ship. I mean, I'm going to be like Julie, and I'm going to be doing costume changes, and I'm going to be doing sort of like a cruise director, but I'll be twirling around in a circle with my best dance moves from Vegas. And also, I will be turning around those vowels and consonants and helping people to solve the puzzle, you know, because so many people just love those game shows, especially on expensive cruise ships like ours, the Zark 2.
Zark 2. What the hell is Zark 2? I've never heard of that. Is that the name of a ship? Do we put numbers on ships anymore? I thought we didn't do that, you know, after the QE2 debacle, you know, took forever for that to get built, for me to get it out of my mouth to even say it. It's just so hard to put a number on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is Zark 2?
I have a theory about what Zark 2 is, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut just to see if I'm right.
Ugh.
I don't want to, you know, lead the witness.
I don't want to do it. You do it. Tell. Oh, all right. Well, Zark 2 is Noah's Ark 2. That's what it is. Named after Noah. And his last name was Zark. Everyone knows it's in the Bible. You can look it up. It's in the Bible. Noah's Ark. And so that was the first flood, Noah's Ark 1. And so he's building Zark 2 for Pernod. And I'm owning this flood. This don't belong to Noah. He don't get the money on this one. I get the money. And then I can give it to Jesus, of course.
I'm having second thoughts already about going on this boat. I don't even know if it's big enough to be considered a ship.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jonathan?
Yeah, I don't know. I told him I'd want to go, but only if I didn't have to pay a ticket price. Because, I mean, hello, I know what the plan is. And if I'm going to be working on it, why do I have to pay to work? I mean, duh.
Well, you have to work, Jonathan, because we's having a passenger. At least we have two passengers in addition to all of us. So there's going to be me, Kathra, and Jonathan and Steve. And then we have our two surprise guests who made a reservation on the Lido deck.
Oh my God, I didn't know you had reservations already taken for people on the Lido deck yet. Who are these strange people?
Oh.
Jonathan, do you know about this? Tell the truth.
Well, again, I have a theory, like my first theory that I didn't say. I should have said it because I was right. And my second theory is, I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say again because I think I'm right.
What do you mean you think you're right, Jonathan? You is right. You know who it is.
I would say, but I took an oath when I was the past crowned Christmas Bliss Queen and the pool party princess.
Uh-huh.
And I vowed not to make those secrets available to the public again unless, you know, I get permission.
Yeah.
Or I opened a cool envelope at the Oscars and can reveal that winner,
uh-huh,
you know, to the audience.
Okay.
With my name in the credits and the lights.
Okay.
Well,
darling, yeah, so anyway, well, who is it? I mean, come on, let's reveal this secret. If I'm going to be on some Dayglo boat floating around after the second flood, I want to know who the other passengers are. I mean, God knows, I'm the one starting the next financial revolution. With the money. I'm thinking of having my face on the money, too, you know. I think it's time.
I think it's time we reveal who it is. So, I mean, does someone know how to reveal that? I mean, we still don't have any show notes, so I don't know how to reveal it. I mean, because obviously they're not here in the studio with us, so how do we go about this?
I could perform a reverse exorcism. Even though they isn't dead, we could summon them back from the living.
Well, what do you mean back from the living? They are alive, I assume. I mean, assuming they are alive, how do you get them back from being alive?
Well, I was reading a pamphlet about this on the bus, and there's these things in space called wormholes, only they isn't as small as a worm. They're bigger than that, Jonathan, like the size of a galaxy. I think we could do that, push them through that, and then they could come on.
No, you're making it too difficult. Come on. She always listens to someone like me and my fabulousness, because I'm a celebrity, and I have a sparkling personality. I'm gonna clear that in case someone gets snippy. Now, you know who you are, we're talking about you. Not you, Jocelyn. That's my maid, she's waiting in the booth with Johnny. Can you hear me, Jocelyn? I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about who we want to have call in. Now you're listening, I know you're listening. Call in now. Okay, let me do it like I do on my show. Callers, you need to call in or I'll hang up on you before you even get here.
I'm here, Sklander. What kind of show you got going tonight, guys? Oh my God, it's so fun, it's so happening, it's so, wow, I just love it. I don't even know where you're doing the show. What's happening, what's going on?
Hi, Glenda, we're all in the studio now because the shutdown is over, we're not wearing the mask, and we're screwing the jab. We're in our billion-dollar studio in Los Angeles.
Oh, Glenda, it's Bernie. It's how we used to do the show, Glenda, before the telephone shows when we had to call everything in, which is what you're doing now. So it's not new for you, Glenda. It's old.
You call me old, honey? Why you call me old? God, I'm not old. I'm only 39. I'm down to 2 packs in the morning, and I'm so healthy, you know? I think everyone's jealous of me, especially Sylvia. I'm cutting down on my TV dinners and my Jell-O and Elmer's that twirls around the circular refrigerator case. Oh my God, I can't wait to go back to Elmer's or Denny's. You know, the photos of the food on the menu look so good. Makes it so hard to choose.
Hey, Glenda, how's it going? Did you take care of the grumbling tummy issue? If you know what I mean.
Oh, a little bit, honey. I had to go to a gastroenterologist, and they're gonna put like a scope up my ass or down my throat or both ways and see what's going on in there. You know, I told them I had like some broccoli like 3 years ago, and I've been wondering this year if it's still in there. You know, it might be all blocked up and impacted and not coming out. Maybe that's why, you know, I've got the problem.
Oh, I think going to a gastroenterologist is a very good thing, Glenda. Besides, you never want to leave health matters to chance or to a doctor who's not Jewish or to an accountant who's not Jewish. Or, you know, if you have to sue the doctor and the accountant, a lawyer who's not Jewish. We all have a good law firm, don't we? Don't you just love Tinky Doodoo and Kaka? Oh my God. I just love them. We win everything and just, it's so shitty for the other people who lose, you know, but that's too bad. We always win, and that's, it's so Jewish of us, but the other people, they always lose, you know, and that's so not Jewish.
No. Well, I'm not Jewish, but my doctor is really good, you know, because I got, like, the Medicare program where I only have to pay $5 for the lab test, and then $5 for my drugs and medication. And then $5 just to see the doctor, so, you know. All in all, it cost me, about the price of me and Sylvia doing the Blue Plate Special.
Oh, my goodness.
With that Grand Slam.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast, you know, the one with the pancakes and the
I love that.
Sausage links and the hash browns.
Pretty like
all
that.
All slathered in grease and that fake
oh, my goodness.
Maple syrup made out of corn syrup. Oh, my God. I probably get the diabetes just from eating at Denny's.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, that's why I'm going to a gastroenterologist. You know, he said I had the insides of a 60-year-old. I slapped the shit out of him when I heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
I like her. I really like her.
Right on, Glenda. That is righteous, girlfriend.
Well, that is not Christian language, but Purdy know what you was saying, Glenda, and perhaps you could use an exorcism on your stomach innards, you know, with your tummy muscles. You've obviously gone dry on the tummy bugs, and you need the healthy tummy bugs. And we sell those at the ministry for $2,000 a bottle. It's a 30-day supply, and if you sign up now, Glenda, I can throw in the extra bits on hair gel that'll make your hair grow better wherever you want on your body. It doesn't have to be on the top of your head. It could be anywhere you need to grow more hair, Glenda, like, I don't know, your back or something like that.
Good Lord, her back. Where the hell would she grow hair on her back?
No, he's right. You know, I had to go in and get all the hair waxed off my back. It was scaring everybody at the beach, you know. For a while, I just, you know, let it go. But then more and more people was bothering me. Coming up, asking me for cigarettes and everything. So I was like, I'm sick of this bullshit. You know, so I just left the hair on, you know. I figured scare them away, you know. I kind of liked the way it looked. Grrr! Kind of scared them off. But then I got it waxed off.
Well, good for you that you're taking care of the health issues. What with the gas pains and now the back hair. Oh, my God, that is just... That is very Jewish, you know, all these personal bodily problems. I can totally relate, Glenda. I won't tell you what mine are, but I can relate.
How can you relate? You're Jewish and rich, and she's not. And not.
Jonathan, you know, if this were a Jewish bar, then you've already filled your 2-complaint minimum.
Everybody at Pernod's church complains all the time that Pernod don't read enough from the scripture, and I think they just forget it every week, and I say the same thing every week. I just use different names out of the Bible, because the Bible has different names, and sometimes Pernod can't remember them either, so I just start using made-up names from modern times, like Dick and Jane and Sally and Mike, Carol, you know, Edith, Archie, Cindy, Jan, Marcia, Greg, just any old name that come into Purdy's head.
Why, because you watch Archie Bunker and the Brady Bunch? I mean, what the hell, man?
Oh, Archie Bunker, I mean, he was someone, he was something.
Come on, you guys, we're off track. Glenda needs help with her gastroenterologist problems on our ship. Now, are we going to have a doctor on the ship? We're going to need a ship's doctor, someone I can schmooze with and have romantic nights with, you know, and a little cocktail, a little back rub, a little hot tub.
I like that, real tall, dark, and handsome, sexy doctor that can come to my room and give me my medication, because I'll be damned if I want to look at Sylvia putting pills down my throat.
Well, and if the doctor can't, I can always be the fabulous, sexy nurse that delivers those pills to your front door. It could be like pills on wheels, you know, instead of meals for wheels, it could be pills on wheels, and I can just wheel your pills in, Glenda, kind of like they are.
Well, why wait for some wheeled cart, Catherine? I mean, you should just slide down the stripper pole, you know, from the top deck all the way down to the Lido deck and just do a pole dance all the way while you're delivering the pills.
Oh my god, I love that. That sounds fat. Vegas, oh, that sounds good.
No, we're not going to have any smut on this ship. This is Zark 2. We are supposed to be celebrating the miracle of Pernid saving us from the second flood. I will not have any smut or smut bunnies on this ship.
Smut bunnies? I've never heard of that, but it gives me an idea. You know, after the second flood, there's not going to be a lot of people left on Earth. And someone needs to start the Playboy Bunny Empire again, you know? And I think I'd have the bucks to do that. I mean, after all, I'll be the printing money.
Well,
you know, I'll print the money.
I know, but see, the other problem that we realized the other night was that after we wipe out all the people, there won't be any people, Steve. And so, like, someone on Zark 2 is going to have to make new babies. And that's not going to be me.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God, it's not going to be me. No way. No, no.
No, it's not going to be me either. I cannot afford to gain that much weight. And besides that, I think if I were to get pregnant and have a whole bunch of kids, my boobs would explode.
No, that's not good, honey. I mean, you're such a movie star. I don't think you should have kids. There's not going to be any kids on this ship, is there? Because I think that's just gonna ruin the whole vacation, you know? I think this should be an adult cruise.
No, it's not gonna be an adult smut cruise, Glenn. It's gonna be an adult holiness cruise, and don't look at Pernid, I'm not making babies with anyone.
Oh, sorry, Steve. So much for the bunnies.
So much for those bunnies. Ugh, what are we gonna do, John?
Oh, well,
Catherine, don't you have, like, a couple of babe friends in Vegas?
I do.
I mean, I've got my dudes and my babes in Santa Monica, but...
Uh-huh.
You know, they're so hot. I don't know if,
what do you mean?
You know, you'd want people on the ship that are
what?
As hot as you.
It's me.
I almost threw up in my mouth when I said that. I mean, they're actually hotter, but, you know.
No, they're not hotter than me, Jonathan. I won the Hotter Than Hot at a wet t-shirt competition last year in McSorley's Bar in some Irish pub or something like that. But anyway, it's owned by Nick Huelbecker. Do you know who that is? Well, he owns the bar, and he and I go way back in a lounge chair. I can't talk about that on air.
I love our stories. They're so much fun. You know, it's just, I'm already on my fourth cigarette since I came on this show. That means I've cut down to about half, you know. I'm just getting healthier. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I never got COVID. My smoke forms a force field and protects it protects me, you know.
Well, speaking of protection, if we's gonna have computers on this ship so that we can have all the latest technology after the second flood, because we's gonna have to start everything over with the computers and the iPhones. There's not gonna be any iPhones. We have to make new digital phones and smartphones.
Oh.
We's gonna have to build a whole new internet.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll have Jonathan. Jonathan knows all about that high-tech stuff. He's a genius with, like, 10 PhDs. And something, don't you, Jonathan? You're smart, right? You are smart, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could figure it out, but I mean, are we going to take a stash of technology with us, or do you want me to start from scratch? Because, you know, I've never built the internet before, so, you know, it might take a while, like, forever.
No, we don't have forever, Jonathan. We's not going to live forever. We's not gods like Jesus and God. Although Pernity is looking into being longer living than anybody else. I'm looking into it. I'm trying to decode special messages in the Bible that'll give Pernid immortality, where I can just pray forever in my church and make more money than Joel Osteen. I'll be on the cover of every magazine instead of on the back. He's on the cover of everything, and I'm sick of being on the back cover.
Okay, so I'll forget about the Playboy bunnies, and we'll start a magazine empire this time. You can be on the cover of all of them, darling.
I would like my own magazine as well. I think it's time to put Classy Living into print, you know, and I can do my psychic readings and my shimmies and my vibrational correctness with that psychiatric connection and that magical sense I have with the audience through the connection in my moves.
No, 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 no. I told you this is not going to be a smut ship. This is going to be a ship of holiness. We must deliver holiness to the world. That's why we's doing the second flood, to wipe out the smut.
So that means we're going to have to start making new laws and new rules for the new world to have order in it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, a new world order. Oh, maybe we shouldn't use that wording, you know. We'll be the only globalists by then. My God, we'll be the elites. We won't be in the top 1%. We'll be the percent. We'll be the whole percent. That'll be amazing, you know. And I think no taxes for any of us, you know. Why? I mean, who are we going to pay? Us?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, no taxes. Just, like, screw that.
Yeah, I like this new world we're doing, you guys. And so maybe, like, you know, all I ask is if you could throw me a couple of coupons to use, you know, on the Lido deck. How many dining rooms is going to be on this ship? Is there going to be a game room? You know, like with arcade games, video games, and that shuffleboard crap. Oh my God, I get to live my fantasy of the Love Boat. Oh my, did you know the ancient history of the Love Boat in Jeopardy goes all the way back past ancient Egypt times? Ancient Egypt times. What's up, right there, Star Popcorn? Is there going to be popcorn on this ship?
My God.
Because you know how much I love
that. Oh, we got to have a snack bar and plenty of restaurants. Otherwise, I'm going to be bored with just, you know, salads and health food.
Oh, absolutely, darling. I mean, if there's anything that we do fabulously, it's fabulous food. It'll be all kosher, all the best food, all the best chefs. This is going to be a real showplace on this ship. The best restaurants, everything, top of the line, darling.
So now we're adding more people like chefs, and you're going to have other cooks, and then you're going to have wait staff.
That's
so,
right.
Catherine, do you know those people in Vegas?
I know a bunch of people in Vegas who are fabulous at cooking and serving. And are we talking about restaurants?
Well, yes. What were we talking about if you're going to be serving people?
Well, I don't think she should explain it, especially since you've already given the order that there's no smut in the world after the second flood.
What about my pole dance when I have to deliver Glenda's pills in the middle of the night? You know, I could stop by on the deck above and do sort of like a dance and a couple of shimmies and collect some tips. Make some money on the way down while I'm dropping off her pills.
Yeah.
Right, Glenda?
Yeah, honey, I mean, is there going to be like a theater where I can see your show? You're going to do like a one-woman show on the ship, aren't you, honey? So that way you can play Kramer or Ravel again, you know, in New Vegas. Oh my God, can we do that? The New Vegas Players.
Oh my God.
On the New Zark 2. Oh my God, I can't wait to see your show.
Oh my God, that's fabulous, Glenda. We get to rename all the cities after the floodwaters die down and everything dries out. Instead of Las Vegas, I really think it should be New Vegas, like Glenda said, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I want to be in New York and just have the Empire State all to Pernian. And Pernod's church and Blessed Souls Ministries and Jesus and God and the Holy Chicken Bunnies and the Bullet Cow Pigs and no dumb birds, though. I do have to bring them with because I have the GoPros strapped to them. They need to film everything, you know, so we can keep a record of everything that happens during the flood. So I got to train them dumb birds to be able to film things during this flood and not get, you know, swamped down in the seawater with all the other demonic ocean water fish.
My God, I didn't know there was going to be a broadcasting crew, a camera crew, and everything. Someone should have told me. Are we going to have a makeup crew? I need to look very good for this.
Water fish? Bully cow pig? Are these real animals, and are they coming on Zark 2?
Yes.
I'm just wondering.
Yes, the water fish. Everyone knows that, Jonathan. Fish is from the water. That's why they're called water fish, like the air birds and the ground bunnies, you know, and the underground worms and bugs and things like that. So we's going to have all these animals on the ship to repopulate the world when we get all the water dried out, you know. So we's going to have to bring some fans and hair dryers, so to dry it out faster, you know, because I don't want to step in the mud.
Hair dryers? Now, why didn't I think of that? Oh my God, that is so Jewish. No, I'm not stepping in mud, darling, not with my Ferragamo shoes.
So we'll have to roll out some carpets. Is someone going to bring carpets?
You can use my shag carpet and my half-white trainer, honey. It's shag and it's avocado green in one room. And in my bedroom, it's kind of like this burnt orange color, you know? drunk. And then in the kitchen, I got a yellow shag rug. And in my bathroom, I've got brown shag rug. For obvious reasons, you know, doesn't show the dirt.
Well, why would you have dirt in the bathroom? You go in the bathroom to get all cleaned off, Glenda.
Glenda, why do you have a rug in the bathroom anyway? I mean, if anything, it should be pink tile, like I have. Or Italian pink marble, like I have.
Oh, such style. I love this sort of fashion and style designer sense we have going on. Are we going to have decorators come on this ship? Because I know a couple of decorators that could do our cabins on this ship, you know. I think that'd be fabulous. You know, everything's got to look amazing.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Oh, he is very good.
Fashion and style. Oh, that sounds good. I need shops on this ship so I can do my shopping.
Yeah, I want to go shopping too, honey, except I probably won't be able to afford it. Oh, wait a minute. So I now know the guy in charge of the money. Can you just make it so I don't have to pay anything, Mr. Steinberg? Because right now I can't afford anything, and I'd like to not have to afford things in the future. Especially after a global flood, you know.
We'll make arrangements, Glenda. Don't worry about it, darling. It's going to be a better world. We can build back better.
Oh, no.
Why does that sound familiar?
No, we don't want to build back better. We want to be best. Ugh. Right?
Well, not just any best. I mean, we want to be the very best. For Jesus and God in Pernod, I mean, after all, it's going to be life on the planet after the second flood. And we's in control of the world.
I do like how he thinks. This whole control issue, you know. Jews know a thing or two about that too, darling. I mean, and now we're not going to have to answer to any of these Rockefellers or Vanderbilts or any of the other old Jews. I'll be the only one. Oh my God, I love it. Eat your heart out, BB.
So you're not bringing along a lady friend, you know?
No, I've had enough of the royal Jewess. I'm not going to mention her name, but no, we're done with that, Jonathan. We're done with that.
I don't know what she's all talking about, these strange terminologies. I think we ought to make them illegal in the future. I think we ought to make it a law that we all need to understand one another and get along. You know, just the law is love one another. And that's it. And that's all about the good juju, not the bad mojo.
Well, we're going to need t-shirts for that and the marketing. And I know people who can do the t-shirts. Christy Shanice, along with Shadeen Taylor and Robert Moorlicker. I mean, they've got a fabulous shirt business. We ought to bring them on the ship, you know, for my wet t-shirt contest.
I like this, honey. The ship gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
More fabulous. I just love this idea. It's going to be a party. It's going to be fabulous. So Jewish.
I think we're probably up to more than 1,000 staff people and extra people on board. And we only have like several passengers, so we're kind of lopsided. And how big is this ship going to be? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be the inside of Blessed Souls Ministries. I'm covering it with Gorilla Glue, and then I'm going to fill it up with water. That's why I ask people to send in all their money and send in all their water. And then when we collect enough water, that's when I release it for the second flood.
Oh, okay, leave me out. I'm out.
Oh, what? My God, I'm so not going.
What?
On that.
Oh, no, me
yeah,
neither.
Good night.
Night.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if I
want to
go now.
Yeah,
good night. Well, why not? It's going to be the end of the world. Don't you want to go with Pernia?
No, honey.
Good night.
We can start a whole new world.
Yeah, good night.
With Pernia. Hello? Where'd everybody go? Why does this always happen to Pernia?